Welcome to Gardens for Everybody. We're doing our spring cleanup series, and in this talk, Elizabeth and I are going to discuss what do you do with all the plant stalks and stems from your vegetables and your perennials in both your pollinator gardens and your flower borders. So, Elizabeth, what do you do in the pollinator garden at the food cupboard garden and your garden at home?
Well, very little. So, as we know, I'm a pretty lazy gardener and I don't do cutting down or cleaning up very much in the fall. I tend to leave all the stalks. Number one, I quite like the look of the dead stalks poking up through the snow. I kind of like that.
Do any birds eat the seed pods?
They do, yes. Some birds will come and eat some of the seeds. But then in the spring, I also look at this and I think, what do I need to do? And I find the answer often is not much because we know that a lot of insects have nested or made little nests for their insects inside the stalks. And so, I don't want to get rid of them necessarily. At some point, they do start to look pretty awful because everything looks so dead and grey.
And we, springtime, we love the green look.
We do like the green look. So I leave them as long as I can. And then as I'm going through my garden beds, especially at the front of the garden beds, I do start to kind of break them off and actually lie them down as kind of like a mulch on the garden bed.
Will the overwintering insect and eggs be okay?
So, you know what? Most of them probably will be. I think some are better left actually in the stalks because it's sealed off at the bottom. If you leave it on the plant, it's sealed off at the bottom and the insect has sealed it off at the top. But if you cut it off, you're not necessarily sealing it off, letting it sealed at the bottom. So ideally, you'd probably leave it actually into sort of July, something like that. But I kind of compromise. I sort of leave it in the bits that are at the back of my garden. I tend to break it off at the front of the garden bed, but I lay them down as a mulch either behind the garden beds or even as a border around the edge of the garden bed.
That's what we did at the pollinator garden. Yeah.
I definitely don't get rid of them or compost them because then the insects definitely aren't surviving. And also it's organic matter for my garden. And I like the rough and ready look of the branches as an edging. Personal taste. If you don't like that, you could put it behind your perennials, sort of at the back of your garden. You're still keeping them there. Or you could use them as a mulch layer around plants in the garden. But I quite like the look of it. I don't mind leaving some standing if they're not making everything look too messy.
And really, in 2 or 3 weeks, the other plants, the green parts will have grown up
around. The green starting to come up. And I probably pay a bit more attention to getting rid of the dead stalks and the front where everyone's kind of watching, as opposed to the back where it's mostly me that sees it. But yeah, that's what I do.
Sounds like a good plan. I think I actually tend to cut them off in the spring, and I usually leave a stubble that's about 8 inches tall.
Yeah.
And then I lay those in the back of the border.
Yeah.
Out of sight.
Yeah.
I'm like you. I have ambivalent feelings about what's best for the insects.
I think like a lot of things, we probably may not know completely the right answer to that. Like how long do you leave it and when do you cut it? I think it's not that straightforward. I think it must depend on when are those insects emerging and different insects have different times of emergence.
So we need to get an entomologist on.
Yes, we need an entomologist. However, for now, I think the compromise for me is I leave some that aren't getting in the way too much and I do keep the stems on my garden beds. But in the food cupboard garden, you leave the vegetable stalks standing. Why do you do that?
I definitely insist that everybody leave all the stalks in. And that's so during the winter time or the fall, when the rain comes, it gets channeled by the stalk down into the soil and then it follows the roots. So the water will go deep into the soil and the stalks also catch the snow. So this forms a nice blanket on the bed where the temperature stays even because under the snow, the temperature can't fluctuate very much. So it keeps it nice and even for all the microbes that live in our soil. And then in the spring, that's when we cut them down to the ground, but we leave the roots in place.
Right.
We never take the roots out. There, we're not worried about overwintering insects
yes.
because the plants are non-natives. They're peppers,
yeah.
they're eggplants. But we are concerned about the soil health and not allowing it to erode, blow away in the wind. And we are trying to improve the water infiltration and penetration down into the soil.
Yeah, so by leaving the roots in there, you're improving all of those things. And again, adding organic matter.
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. I think that was the last in our series of cleanup for the spring for now. Thank you for listening to Gardens for Everybody, and please follow.
Thank you.